The World This Week. Business. America's Justice Department charged Sam Bankman-Fried with fraud, money laundering and violating campaign finance laws in relation to the collapse of FTX, a crypto exchange. He was arrested in the Bahamas, where FTX is based. The department said that FTX's phenomenal downfall was not a case of mismanagement, but instead one of intentional fraud, plain and simple. It alleges that Mr. Bankman-Fried misappropriated FTX's money for personal use to repay debts owed by his hedge fund, Alameda, and to give millions to political candidates. It is a spectacular fall from grace for a man who had been lauded for his effective altruism. Meanwhile, the pressure increased on Binance, a rival crypto exchange to FTX, following a run of withdrawals from its business. Nansen, a blockchain analytics firm, said that Binance had seen net outflows of as much as $3 billion over 24 hours. It was a busy week for the Justice Department, which also announced that Danske Bank had pleaded guilty to defrauding American banks by lying about its deficient anti-money laundering systems. Danske, Denmark's largest bank, processed suspect transactions worth $160 billion from its branch in Estonia through American banks. Much of the money came from Russia. Danske is to pay $2 billion in fines. The Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate by half a percentage point, taking it to a target range of 4.25% to 4.5%. The half-point increase follows four consecutive rises of three-quarters of a percentage point. The central bank has eased the pace of tightening as it balances the need to tame soaring consumer prices with ensuring that the economy is not plunged into a recession. November's inflation figure helped steer the Fed's decision. The annual rate, as measured by consumer prices, dropped to 7.1% from 7.7% in October, the lowest it has been all year, but still well above the average of 2.1% in the 3 years before COVID-19. In Britain, inflation fell to 10.7%, though the cost of alcohol in pubs and restaurants increased just in time for Christmas. The Securities and Exchange Commission voted to continue with plans that would introduce the biggest shake-up to America's stock market rules in a generation.